Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Thursday at the Omni Nashville Hotel, as we are every Thursday. Always enjoy that at Kitchen Notes. A cool event coming to our city at the Ryman Auditorium. Of course, we always love the historic Ryman Auditorium. Brad Williams, comedian, will be there tonight, and he joins us now in the program. Brad, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, and just want to say apologies not only to you guys, I know we were supposed to do this interview yesterday, but also to the sports fans that are like, wait, a show at the Ryman? I want to hear more about Mason Rudolph. So I get it. I totally get it. You're listening to you guys because you want those hot Mason Rudolph takes. Will Levis's shoulder survive? I don't know, but now you got to hear me talk about my show tonight at the Ryman Auditorium. And for those of you who don't know my name and you don't recognize it, if you've ever been on Instagram and a dwarf has talked to you, that was me. I don't know what that says about your algorithms. That's totally fine. I'm not going to ask any questions. And I'm doing a stand-up comedy show tonight, Ryman Auditorium. I'm aware of the significance of this wonderful place, of this wonderful venue. I was raised on country music. I know about Loretta Lynn and Johnny Cash. So I'm aware, and I'm aware I'm about to desecrate that venue with some four-letter words, and I'm thrilled about it.
That is fantastic. What a way to intro it. So, I mean, there probably will be a little bit of that. You walk on the stage and you recognize where you are and the significance of it.
Oh, how could there not be? I mean, the stories, the walls, if they could talk. I mean, it used to be a church. Now it's one of the best venues in the world. Because of that, because it's one of the homes of country music, there will be some surprises at the end of the show. I'm not allowed to reveal what those are, but just know that it's not hard to get people to get off their butt and come to a place like the Ryman Auditorium. So we should have some fun in the end. And so you're going to see a stand-up comedy show, and then what happens after that? Not sure, but you will for sure see an amazing stand-up comedy show.
What's it like? Sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you're at the Ryman tonight, and then I got to think back, Brad, when you started your career, the first venue ever played, the journey, I got to think, do you step back and like, what the hell's going on here? Because I would.
there will be those moments of like, you don't think that you can get to a place like the Ryman Auditorium when you're doing open mic nights and a bunch of drunks are heckling you and they're getting mad because you just turned off the NBA playoffs and to have a bunch of less than 1 year in comedians start yapping at you. Yeah, you don't think you're going to get to that point, but it's that blind ignorance that you don't understand that the odds are stacked against you that makes you keep going. And now to be here, dude, I flew my mom out. My mom, who does not like my comedy. I will be... Perfectly honest, I say a few too many words that she doesn't approve of, but she knows about the Ryman. She's aware of the significance, and to see her baby boy on that stage, she's thrilled about it. So yeah, like this is a big night for the Williams household. You might see a dwarf cry on stage tonight, which I don't know if you're aware, but I'm pretty sure that's worth three wishes. So. Yeah, come to the Ryman tonight. Get your wishes for Mason Rudolph to turn into Peyton Manning. Let's go.
No, that's a great wish. We're talking to Brad Williams. He's at the Ryman tonight. Brad, if you didn't do comedy, what would you be doing?
I'd probably be a doorstop. I'm 4'4", man. It's not. No, I was going to college actually. When I actually dropped out of college to do comedy, but when I was going to college, I wanted to be a sports broadcaster. I wanted to essentially do what you guys are doing. And so don't worry. When I dropped out of college to do comedy, we didn't lose a cancer cure. We're good. Thankfully, I've gotten to do a few things, and on Sunday, my football team is the Denver Broncos, so I accept your condolences. And basically, on Sunday, I'm going to go to the Broncos Raiders game, and they're going to let me up in the radio booth. And so I'm going to finally do essentially what I went to college for, and I'm thrilled about it, man. So this job has been great. This is definitely like a bucket list weekend. I get to play the Ryman Auditorium and then call a Denver Broncos game. So I could not feel more fortunate. I could not be happier. And it's just this life is an absolute trip.
Oh, that is amazing. Brad Williams is with us. He's at the Ryman Auditorium tonight at 7 o'clock. You can get your tickets at Ryman.com. So did was there like a specific moment for you where you kind of realized like, hey, I'm pretty funny, maybe I could do this?
Well, being a stand-up comic, I never really knew. Now you have like 9,000 podcasts that will tell you like, do an open mic night, here's how you construct a set, here's how you find open mic nights. We didn't really have that back when I started. I didn't really know how to start. I was in the audience of a stand-up comedy show with my dad. And the comedian on stage started making dwarf jokes, and half the crowd is laughing, and the crowd that's sitting by me is like, kind of like pointing me out, and the comedian notices and says, "You guys aren't laughing." He goes, "What is one of them here?" And I raised my creepy little hand in the air and said, "Yeah." And he called me up on stage and he started asking me questions. And I wasn't trying to be funny. I just answered the questions honestly, but my answers got laughs from the audience. I remember he asked me, I was 19 years old at the time, and he goes, "What do you do for a living?" And I'm a 19-year-old kid growing up in Orange County, California, so I said what we all did at the time, which was, "I work at Disneyland." Now, when a dwarf says they work at Disneyland, that might get some snickers from the audience. And they did that, and then I turned to them and said, "Shut up, I'm not one of the seven." And that, see, it's still funny. 20 years later, it's still funny to this day. So, yeah, so that was the time that made me go, holy crap, that felt amazing. That felt really good. And then I immediately started calling around and trying to, like, literally calling up comedy clubs that have national touring headliners and say, "Hey, I've never done this. How do I start?" So,
oh, man.
But you do it because you love it. You don't do it because you think you're going to achieve fame, fortune, whatever. You do it because you truly enjoy it. And I'll be honest with you. I'm more comfortable on stage than I am off. But I will be there at the Ryman Auditorium. And if you want to meet me, the doors open at 5:30. I will be out in the lobby. I'm trying to say hi to just about everyone there, just to thank them, for this crazy opportunity and this crazy night and this really historical achievement in my life and career. So I'll be in the lobby. If you guys want to come take a photo or something, I'll be there. I have one rule. If we take a photo together, one rule, very simple rule to follow: you can't pick me up. You have no idea how many people see me at 4'4" and think, "Well, I have to lift him. I'm 40. I'm a dad. Don't pick me up." Okay? That's the rule.
Oh, we're talking to Brad Williams. He's at the Ryman tonight. He will be the door greeter at 5:30 tonight. You might get some tips too, Brad, like cash tips,
hey,
if you open the door for people.
I'm totally fine with that. They will all go into my daughter's college fund. I don't think I really have to worry about it. My daughter is both Asian and a dwarf, so I'm pretty sure she gets in just so she could be on the brochure. So I'm not worried about my kid. Like, you know, come on, man. Asian dwarf female, she's in. I will be there. I will be out front. I will be saying hi, kissing babies, taking photos of people. And then hopefully providing them with a night they'll never forget of stand-up comedy, and then a little something special afterward, because it's the Ryman, and you got to go all out at the Ryman.
Oh, you have to. Brad Williams signed at the Ryman. Brad, tell us, Nashville's become a hotbed for comedy, has it not?
Oh, 1,000%. It's Nashville, Austin, Vegas. Like, these are all places that certainly – during the pandemic, a lot of comedians started flocking to these cities, and we found out that you don't have to be in New York. You don't have to be in L.A. You know, you could be Nate Bargatze and be a homegrown, amazing talent. You could be Theo Vaughn, move here. I think Steve Byrne lives out here as well. So there's definitely a lot of comedians. I think Josh Wolf. So, like, there's a lot of comedians that moved out here. And plus, with a comedy club like Zany's is such an awesome comedy club. I hope the people of Nashville know what gem they have in their city, and they go quite often. But not tonight. Tonight, go to the Ryman Auditorium and see me.
Brad, you are in Baltimore Saturday night. How are you getting to Denver so fast on Sunday?
Listen, man, my plan is to not sleep. I found a direct flight, and the game is at 2 o'clock. You're flying from east to west. So, you know, I'm going to gain 2 hours, so I'll be good. I'll be good. I may have to butt chug a Red Bull, but at some point I'll be good.
Oh, that is great. Brad Williams is with us. He's at the Ryman Auditorium tonight at 7 o'clock. Brad, this has been great. Thanks so much for doing this, and good luck to your Broncos on Sunday.
Hey, thank you guys. I'm really happy that you guys are doing well the Titans, you guys are obviously rebuilding. You are rebuilding. You got rid of King Henry, and you're still kind of trying to figure out the quarterback situation. But, hey, man, I'm a Broncos fan. We won the Super Bowl in 2015, and we've been rebuilding ever since. So just be patient. You're still an exciting team, and I hope Tony Pollard gets all the touchdowns this year because he's on my fantasy team. So go, Tony.
Very good. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, guys. See you at the Ryman.
Absolutely. Brad Williams tonight at the Ryman Auditorium. Very, very funny. 7 o'clock, you can go to Ryman.com to get your tickets. Appreciate Brad for joining us here on the show. If your last name's Williams, you're a guest on the show today. Billy D. Williams from Star Wars, Lando Calrissian, will join us at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to that. I have more coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.